Well, to start off with, I would love to offer you a warm welcome to St. Alfred's. It's a pleasure to be here with you and speaking to you today about connecting to God in worship. This How to Grow in Faith series has come at a time where there will be changes in our lives with the ongoing easing of restrictions. And it is important to keep God at the center of our lives and not lose that focus. Predictable patterns can be helpful in times of transitions. We started this series looking at persistent prayer, followed by the wisdom in God's word, and then looking at accountability. It is now time to look at worship. We'll be exploring this under three headings. Firstly, God is worthy of our worship. Secondly, we will look at how to respond to God with our whole lives, not just what we do at church. And finally, there are many different ways to worship God. So let's dive straight in. God is worthy of our worship. My first question is, what is at the center of your universe? What is that thing that makes it feel like the universe is going to crumble when everything goes south? Is it earthly relationships, sport, money, time? In Revelation 4:11, we are reminded that you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. God is at the center of his universe. When we put ourselves at the center of our universe, it only ends in relational brokenness and personal disappointment. Throughout the Bible, we read passages like Psalm 100 that remind us that we are made to worship God. However, we are faced every day with distractions that may take over our time to worship God. Everybody searches for life somewhere. God has placed this quest in each of our hearts. It is there to drive us to Him, and it is there because we were made for Him. But sadly, in our lifelong quest for life, most people ignore God. In their God amnesia, they look for life where it cannot be found. And because they do, they always come up empty. Authentic worship is done in spirit and in truth. We cannot have a separation of our church and our personal existence. We might be fooling one another when we do this, but we are definitely not fooling God. God sees our hearts. This is why we need to come to Him in confession and with obedience. We see this in John 4, with the interaction between Jesus and the woman at the well. Here, Jesus is reminding us that worship is a matter of the heart. We worship Him because of our love for Him. The emotions are what bring the spirit into the mix. But we must also consider the truth of who God is. Spirit without truth can lead to an experience that could be compared to a high. But shortly after this experience, the worship ends. Truth without spirit can lead to meaningless ritual, which is not from the heart. Mixing together spirit and truth can provide us with a joyous experience of God, informed by scripture, which can deepen our worship for Him. Jonathan Edwards, an 18th century theologian, says, "I should think myself in a way of my duty to raise the affections of my hearers as high as possibly I can, provided that they are affected with nothing but the truth." God is worthy of our worship and doesn't just ask us to give Him one piece of our lives. Instead, we are called to worship Him with our whole lives. How can you look at your work, your marriage, parenting, friendships, and everyday life as a way of worshiping God. There are four aspects of worship that I want to share with you today. First of which is praise. Praise is expressing warm approval or admiration, or expressing one's respect and gratitude, especially in song. Often for us, praise looks like singing a song in church, which is a wonderful way to praise God. But he also calls us to praise him throughout our week as creator, sustainer, and as being faithful to us. Maybe this could look like waking up and seeing the sunrise, praising God and declaring who he is. Or when speaking with friends throughout the week, reminding them of God's character and faithfulness of all the struggles we may face. The second aspect of worship is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude, especially to God. Thanksgiving reminds us of what God has done in our lives. This is something that comes from our hearts. At church, we share in thanksgiving in our services in the form of prayer, and we also share in the Lord's Supper, which is a reminder and an act of thanksgiving to God. But this can also look like taking the time to pause throughout your day and thank God for things like the gift of technology as you log on to Zoom, or for your work colleagues. The third aspect of worship is edification. This isn't a word that we use often, but it is the moral or intellectual instruction or improvement of someone. As Christians, edification happens through the work of the Holy Spirit as he shapes us to look more and more like Jesus. We worship God as we lean into the Spirit's guidance and listen to the wisdom provided through our church family. Edification grows us as Christians in Christ-likeness. Each week at church, we are edified as we hear God's word. But the Holy Spirit doesn't just hang out at church waiting for us to enter. Instead, he is with us everywhere we go. We can pray during the week when we're having a tricky conversation with friends or a difficult work meeting. Our prayers can be that the Holy Spirit helps us to look more like Jesus in our words and in our actions. This is an act of worship. The fourth aspect of worship is our service and our sacrifice. God calls us to realign our priorities in worship to serve his kingdom and not our own. This doesn't mean that you have to quit your jobs and become a minister or work in a church. In our lives as a uni student, a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, a mother, a father, a brother or a sister, we can find ways to serve and worship God in these roles. Serving on a roster at church are wonderful ways that we can serve God and the church. However, it could also look like stacking the dishwasher at home or at work. It might mean taking a moment to look at your calendar and your bank accounts and find ways that you can worship God in your time and with your money. When you do look at your calendar and your bank accounts, where are you investing your time and your money? Is it in your kingdom or is it in God's kingdom? This is another way that we can respond to God with our whole lives and not just what we do at church. Worship is how we respond to God with our whole lives, not just what is done in a church setting. God is worthy of our worship, and there is no one way to worship God. Different people can find different ways to worship God. So, how can we grow in our faith by connecting to God in worship? As we begin to come out of lockdown and reintegrate into our new normal, there are different ways that we can worship God. Here are some practical ways to worship God. if you are someone who likes to be in nature or outdoors. We can worship God while watching the sunrise or the sunset, delight in his artistic expression, and praise him with each changing colour. It could be reading poetry about how God reveals himself in nature. Reflect on what you've learnt about God from these poems and how you can respond to him. Or it could look like laying down in the grass and looking at the clouds, reflecting on where God is moving and what he is doing in the world and in your life. Or if you are someone who connects to things by using your senses, like sight, sound, or smell, it could be lighting a candle during your devotional time, engaging in that smell as an act of worship as well. It could be praying in various positions, whether standing, sitting, kneeling, dancing, laying face down, or walking. Or it could be something as simple as making one of your favourite snacks or beverages and sharing it with God while you talk about your day. If you are someone who enjoys the traditional ritual and symbolism of worship, it could be reading scripture out loud. It could be meeting with God at the same time and place every single day. Or you could study the creed and use it to reflect on how God has revealed himself to us. If you are someone who appreciates solitude and simplicity, you could get up early in the morning for prayer in the stillness of the day. It could be creating daily rhythms at the center of your heart on Jesus. This can include saying the prayer as soon as you open your eyes, reciting a specific passage each day as you get dressed, reading from a devotional book at lunch every day. Or it could be something as simple as cleaning out your closet and donating items to a relief organization. If you are someone who loves to care for others and serve others, it could be opening your home to students and loving on them. It could be joining a prayer team at church and praying for the needs of our congregation. It could be considering a missional family like the Mackenzies and getting to know them. Learn more about their culture and where they are, and look for practical ways that you can encourage them. If you are an intellect and love using your mind, it could be something like writing down 15 to 20 observations of a Bible text that you are reading. The first few are going to be the easiest, but the last ones are the ones that can be most rewarding. It could be listening to a podcast or sermons while you're driving, going for a walk, going for a run, working out, whatever that might be. Or you could pick a topic that interests you and spend that year studying it, reading Bible references, listening to sermons, reading books, talking to others, writing down your thoughts and processing everything that you're learning. If you are an introvert like me, it could look like writing a letter of encouragement, sharing what God is teaching you. If you don't know who to write it to, ask the Holy Spirit to bring someone to your mind. It could look like identifying a hope or a fear in your life and praying about it every day for 40 days. It could be practicing talking to God throughout the day, making conversations about whatever it is that you are doing, and asking for the Spirit's guidance in your actions. Or for the extroverts, it could be keeping a running list of prayer requests, and each time that you tell someone, "I will pray for you," put them on that list and then pray. Once a week, you can make dinner your story time. Tell your children, your friends, your family stories how God has been faithful in your life and invite them to do the same. And then also you could follow up with the people that you've said you'd pray for. Ask them how God has been moving in their lives. You see, there are so many different ways that we can worship God in our lives, no matter what our personalities or what our lives look like. But how great is it that we have been rescued by the death and resurrection of Jesus, allowing us to come to the cross to worship, Worship a God who is worthy of our worship, in spirit and in truth, and with our whole lives. My prayer as we come out of lockdown and start filling up our calendars again is that we can continue to focus on the cross and worship Him in our everyday lives. Amen.